Okay, so ready for a deep dive into the wild world of claim charts in patent litigation?
We're going to unpack expert insights, legal articles, even some source code.
Oh, wow, actual code. This is going to get
Oh
real.
yeah, think of it like a crash course on how those tiny details you find in code
Can have huge EE consequences.
absolutely huge EE financial consequences in court.
I'm all ears.
Good, because by the end of this, you'll be able to follow a real patent case.
And understand the strategies, the moves, the whole shebang.
Exactly. So let's break it down.
Okay, so first things first. What are claim charts? Why do they even matter?
They're like the battle maps of patent lawsuits, sometimes called infringement or invalidity contentions.
Catchy.
Right. But basically, they break down how a patent is either infringed or why it shouldn't hold up at all.
So if a patent's like the rule book, then the claim chart is checking if someone broke the rules.
It's more like we're drawing boundaries in a virtual world. Patent claims, they're fences around an invention.
Okay, I'm with you.
Claim charts show whether a product crossed those lines, that's infringement, or if the lines were flawed to begin with.
Meaning the patent's no good.
Exactly. Invalid.
And this is where it gets interesting, right? Because now we're arguing about what words actually mean.
Precisely. You can have two products that look the same on the outside.
But one tiny word in the patent can change everything.
Completely. One infringes, the other doesn't. All because of a single word.
That's where the code comes in.
Absolutely.
It's like the blueprint we use to see if someone crossed the line.
And this is where it gets granular.
Oh, yeah.
Experts, they go line by line.
Through all that code.
Yep, to see if it matches up with the patent claims.
So a single line of code?
Could mean millions.
Wow, no pressure then.
Oh, there's pressure. Imagine this. Two ways to write code, same result.
Okay, I'm with you.
One's a simple loop, the other's more complex, but way faster. Does that matter in court?
I'm guessing yes.
Big time. And that's just one example.
This is starting to sound less like coding and more like some high-stakes game.
It kind of is. It's not just about the tech stuff, it's about strategy. Why is a company suing? What are their goals?
What are the risks?
Big ones.
Speaking of risks,
Yeah.
let's talk about this ostrich problem I've heard about.
Yes.
Companies avoid having their engineers read patents, right? They're afraid if their engineers know too much.
It's a tough spot. The patent system, it's supposed to encourage sharing knowledge, right?
Right, innovation.
But then companies are scared of lawsuits, so they stay ignorant. It's a catch-22.
Sounds like it. You'd think knowing what's out there would be, essential for innovation.
Exactly. And that leads us to another thing, the lottery ticket effect.
Okay, now you've got my attention. What's that?
A single patent, crafted just right, used against the right target.
It's a cash cow.
Big time. Even if the invention itself isn't revolutionary.
So it's not just about inventing something new, it's about how you play the game
Knowing the
and
rules.
using them to your advantage.
Exactly. And those rules, well, they have some interesting consequences.
It's wild how much complexity there is in something that seems, on the surface, like a simple concept.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
We've talked about these claim charts being guides, mapping out the battle lines in a patent dispute,
The technology itself,
the strategies.
it's all connected.
Okay, so we've established claim charts are important, but how do they actually work in the real world?
Let's dive into some examples.
I'm ready. Let's see these things in action.
You can have the same source code right there in black and white, but it gets interpreted in totally different ways.
Wait, really? So you're saying the code itself doesn't change, but how you read it does?
It's like, you know, when you read a book,
Yeah.
different people walk away with different ideas.
Oh, totally. I see what you mean.
And in court, those different interpretations, that's where the millions of dollars come in.
So lawyers are basically like literary critics, then.
Kind of. They're building a case around their interpretation.
Using the code as evidence.
Exactly. And that's where it gets really tricky. Because code, even simple code, it can be open to interpretation.
Okay, I need an example. What are we talking about here?
Let's say a patent claims means for providing a summation value.
Sounds like adding numbers.
Right. Simple. But what if the product doesn't use a typical loop for that?
There's another way.
What if it uses a recursive function, more elegant, but less obvious way to get that sum?
Same goal, different route.
And boom, there's your lawsuit. Plaintiff saying any way to get that sum is infringement. Defense is saying, nope, the patent mentions a loop specifically.
So who wins?
Judge or jury decides based on who they believe more.
The lawyers, the
All
experts.
of it. It's high stakes, believe me.
These little details, they really matter.
Huge. Or think about a claim that talks about a facade server.
A what? Sorry, not familiar with that one.
It's like a web server, but it doesn't open up to the outside world. Think of it as a secure portal. Lets you access a program on your computer, but through a web browser.
Oh, okay, so the browser is like a window into my computer.
Exactly. Now imagine the accused product. It's similar, but the way the browser talks to the application is a little different.
Subtle difference.
And that's the lawsuit. Is it different enough to not be infringing?
Lawyers are going to have a field day with that one.
Oh, absolutely. The claim chart becomes the weapon.
Pointing to lines of code like, aha, facade server.
And the experts, they're the guides explaining what it all means.
So you need those experts who really get it.
100%. This goes back to that ostrich problem.
Right. Don't learn.
Because if you don't know about existing patents, how do you avoid accidentally copying?
It's a tough spot for companies.
It is. There's that fear of willful infringement, which means bigger penalties. But you also need to know what's out there to actually innovate.
Otherwise, you're just reinventing the wheel in the dark.
Exactly. Wasting time, money.
Then bam. Lawsuit.
And then you've got tough choices. Scrap the project, license the patent, lawyer up for a long, expensive fight.
Not good options.
Nope. And that's why this is about way more than just the tech. It's business, it's strategy, it's risk.
So we're talking high-stakes poker, but with patents.
100%. You need to know when to hold them, when to fold them.
And you need to be able to read the other players, understand their motivations.
The strength of the patent, the potential payout, the company's risk tolerance.
It's a whole other game on top of the technology itself.
Which is why understanding claim charts is so important. They're the bridge between the patent and the actual code.
The theory and the application.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we want you to see. Not just what they are, but how they function, what they tell us, and why they matter so much in this whole patent litigation world.
It's fascinating how much rides on these seemingly small details in the code.
Absolutely. And how much those details can be debated.
Ostrich problem, lottery ticket scenarios.
The choices companies have to make.
It's a lot.
And we're just getting started. To really understand, we got to get even more specific.
All right, let's do it. Show me a real world example. The more real, the better. Hit me with a real world example.
Okay, so let's say we've got this software patent.
Right.
And it's all about making web applications crazy fast.
Oh, you mean like behind the scenes, making the app feel really responsive?
Exactly. Faster loading, smoother scrolling, all that.
The stuff that makes it not suck.
Right. And one of the claims, it focuses on a facade server.
Okay, that portal thing we talked about.
Right. So picture this, the claim chart for this case.
All right, I'm picturing it.
On one side, you've got each part of the patent claim broken down.
Piece by piece.
Like under a microscope.
Okay, so each line is a tiny part of that facade server description.
And then on the other side, bam, evidence from the accused product's code.
Side by side, like a comparison.
Exactly. The facade server accepts requests from a web browser using HTTP.
Okay.
And then boom, the chart points to the exact code that does that.
Makes sense. Connecting those dots.
Or another line, it might say the facade server does not open network ports.
Which is where it gets tricky, right? You got to prove that.
You got to dive into the code. See if it's actually doing what it claims.
And if it does open a port, game over.
Not so fast. The defense might say, hold on, that port, it's just for internal stuff, not external access.
So even a simple thing like an open port can be argued about.
Oh, yeah. And that's where your expert witnesses come in.
They explain all this to the judge and jury.
Exactly. They connect the dots, show how the code actually works, what it all means.
So it's not enough to just match keywords. You have to get the intention.
The functionality, the big picture, a good claim chart, it tells a story.
But instead of words, it's code.
Exactly. And that story has to be convincing.
It's got to be accurate, right? If the chart gets the code wrong, that's got to hurt.
Oh, big time. Accuracy is key. It's a balancing act, this whole thing.
Technical and legal all at once.
You got it. You got to know the tech, but also build that legal strategy. Anticipate the other side.
This has been, wow, really eye-opening. Mm. We went from claim chart, this vague idea.
To the nitty-gritty details.
Yeah. How they work, what they show, why they matter so much.
And how those little details, those lines of code.
Can mean millions.
Millions. We've talked about the ostrich problem, the lottery ticket, the tough choices companies face.
So much to think about.
It's a wild world, this patent litigation. But hopefully now you understand it a little better.
We've just scratched the surface. But this deep dive has given everyone a good foundation.
To understand claim charts.
Their role in this whole legal battle.
Tech and law, colliding.
Exactly. And on that note, I think we've done our deep dive on claim charts for today.
Thanks for coming along for the ride.